On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace. Today, sleeping on the job. Research shows that even a short afternoon nap can boost brain power and productivity. A small but growing number of employees can take advantage of nap rooms at work, while others are ducking into sleep boutiques, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Sleep is a bit like chocolate. Nearly everyone loves it, and most feel guilty about having too much. But not Curtis Pete. He spends his days sitting at a computer processing documents, and by his afternoon break, he's ready for a nap.
And the recline is such a wonderful thing because you're actually elevated to the level of your choice.
The recliner is actually a napping pod. It's in a storefront facility in New York's financial district. Pete makes the short 3-minute walk from his office to MetroNap so frequently that he buys a monthly pass. He hangs up his suit jacket and enters the cool gray napping room.
So what you'll notice about the pod room when you first walk in is that the room is bathed in white noise.
Ashra Chowdhury, the co-founder and CEO of MetroNaps, takes me inside.
In this room, there are two rows of pods that are lined up on either side of the room, and we'll set you down in this first pod here on the left. You can set the timer just by clicking the button to usually 20. That's what we recommend, 20 minutes. You can recline back to wherever you're most comfortable, and you can put on the headphones.
Chowdhury came up with the idea for this facility and another at the Empire State Building several years ago when he was working at a major bank.
And I saw that a lot of my colleagues were falling asleep at their desks and at meetings, and people would even sneak off to the bathrooms to take a nap.
That's not uncommon. Would-be nappers crawl under their desks, retreat to their cars, and just about anywhere else where they can find a few minutes of peace and quiet. The benefits of an afternoon nap, ideally about 15 to 40 minutes, are clear. Research shows it can make a difference in mental acuity, creativity, and productivity. Plus, your mood will be better. Emerging from his napping pod, Curtis Peak looks refreshed.
I feel rejuvenated. I mean, you know, kind of like got a halo on my head. Everybody's wow, you know. My legs was kind of hurting when I came in. Now they feel great. It doesn't even feel like I sat for 4 hours until lunchtime itself, you know.
As a nation, Americans don't get enough sleep, says Daryl Drobnich of the National Sleep Foundation, a nonprofit organization which researches sleep and promotes its benefits. What's more, he says, we don't always recognize just how tired we are.
The more fatigue that a person gets, the larger amount of sleep debt that they carry, they experience what are called microsleeps, where you just nod off for 2-3 seconds.
And they may not even know they did. Pretty scary if you're an airplane pilot or a railroad engineer. It's not surprising, then, that transportation companies have been among the first to allow, even encourage, naps during the workday. At Connecticut-based Yard Metals, which has 650 workers, there are lots of benefits. Profit sharing, dog kennels, a health club, and napping rooms in all the facilities. Craig Yard says at corporate headquarters, the quiet room, which employees can use at any time, is just off the main lobby.
Yeah, we have a little, just a little sign that we keep on the back knob inside, so when people go in there, they just take the sign off. It's like a hotel room where you put it on the outside, do not disturb. You know, there's a certain percentage of people that seem to avail themselves of it quite often, and I don't think they could do without it.
Yard says some employees still think naps are for sissies or for those who are lazy. He doesn't think that way. When workers need a nap, he says, they should be able to take it. They and the company will benefit. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.